SBS Radio.
Pitong punong ministro sa loob ng 10 taon. Nitong huli ang pahayag sa nagaganap na bullying at paninindak sa parlamento ang mga bumandila sa atin. Sa kaganapang ito, isang mahalagang tanong ang hinahanapan ng kasagutan. Lumalala nga ba ang pag-uugali ng mga politiko sa Australia? Sadyang pangkaraniwan ang pag-uugaling mapaglaban sa politika. Ang pag-uugali na bangabang na ito ng mga politiko sa ngayon ay mas malala kung ihahambing sa mga nauna? Ang detalye sa ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Matapos ang pinakahuling coup sa Partido Liberal, lumabas ang mga lamat sa partido. Kabilang ang pahayag ng ilang mga kababayang miyembro ng parlamento na naghayag na nakaranas sila ng pambubulit paninindak. Sa inilabas na pahayag ng miyembro ng parlamento para State ng Victoria, para Partido Liberal Julia Banks, sinabi niya na siya ay nakaranas ng pambubuli mula sa kanyang mga kapartido at miyembro ng Partido Labor. At dahil sa lubhang malala na ang naranasan niyang pag-uugaling ito, nagdesisyon siyang huwag tumakbo sa susunod na halalan. Sinabi ng mambabatas para Partido Liberal Lucy Ganucci, siya rin nakaranas ng pambubuli. Sinabi naman ng Minister for Women Kelly O'Dwyer sa ABC, tunay ang mga kaganapang ito.
Well, I've had conversations with many members of parliament, both male and female, and it is clear to me that people were subject to threats and intimidation and bullying.
Sinabi ng dating ministro para ugnayang panlabas Julie Bishop, ilan sa mga nasaksihan niyang pag-ugali sa Canberra tunay na di katanggap-tanggap.
I have seen and witnessed and experienced some appalling behavior in parliament. The kind of behaviour that 20 years ago, when I was the managing partner of a law firm of 200 employees, I would never have accepted. Yet, in Parliament, it's the norm.
Ayon sa etiquette coach na si Sharif Hardy, ang magandang pag-uugalit pagkilos o etiquette. Sa pangkabuhay, ang pagsiguro ng lahat ng tao sa iyong paligid ay magiging komportable. Anya, ang mga naging paratang ay di magandang pag-uugali na naghahatid ng maling mensahe.
It's a real disgrace what we have been seeing and been exposed to in Parliament, not just recently, but you know, look at the last 6 or 8 years. It's been, you know, a terrible display of you know, leadership, of professionalism, of just mateship, of how we behave. And you know, I truly believe we are customized to what we see. You know, children, you know, their biggest role model is their parents. So, you know, to see this at the top level of the people that run our country is a huge disgrace to what happens and trickles through everyday life.
Ngunit lumalala nga ba ang mga pag-uugali sa Canberra kung ihahambing sa nakaraan? Dito natitiyak ng politics professor mula University of Melbourne, Sally Young.
It might look like it's happening more, or it might just be being talked about more than it was, and what we used to put up with, we no longer will in workplaces. So, you know, whether it happens more now or less, it's always hard to tell. But, you know, I think politics really, this is a time when we really should be thinking about this. We don't have enough females in politics. We don't have enough broad spectrum representing the community, including people, you know, different classes, for example, or different occupations. We don't just want older white males representing the whole community. That's been going on for a long time. And it really needs to be something that we all think about. How do we get people of all types into Parliament? And surely we'll get better decision-making when that happens.
Ayon kay Professor Young, sawang-sawa na ang mga Australiano sa nagiging pagpapatalsik sa mga punong ministro. Anya, maaaring di magpalit ng leader ang mga partido sa politika kung makakaapekto ito sa balota. Maaaring kailangan na niyang maghanda ng Partido Liberal sa maaaring maging epekto nito sa pinakahuling pagpapalit sa pamunuan.
When the electoral repercussions of that come through, and I think they will come through this time for the Liberal Party, partly because of the way Turnbull played it, he made sure everyone knew what was happening and who was behind it and who to blame. And that sort of internal warring, it won't have been solved. It'll still be going on. So when those repercussions come through, you'd hope that politicians would be sensible and say, you know, this has to stop. It's not helping in any case. It's not helping electorally, and it's... you know, causing a great deal of harm in terms of how we're perceived overseas, for example, or how Australians think about politics as well.
Ayon sa etiquette coach na si Zarif Hardy, maganda ang takbo ng kanyang negosyo dahil nakikita ng marami ang kahalagahan ng pakikipagsalamuha at ang unti-unting pagkawala nito sa patuloy na pag-usad at paggamit ng mga smartphone.
The whole social world of social media and obviously screens and all that has just imploded, and I think people are starting to realize, yes, we do have a problem. People are wanting more of this, and I think they're seeing the benefits of it. You know, it's great to have a fantastic education and be climbing the corporate ladder and or just doing well at school, but people are starting to see those basic fundamentals that we've forgotten for a while actually are pretty good.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.